Iowa. 20 volts. Iowa cast 20 volts.
Wherever you go, there's radio. And whatever you're doing next week, you can hear every word of the Republican National Convention by keeping your radio tuned to WHO. It starts Monday morning at 10:30.
Iowa, 20 votes. Iowa cast 20 votes.
WHO newsmen Gene Gott and Otto Weber will bring you direct news of the Iowa delegation from the Republican convention next week on WHO. Keep tuned to WHO for the Gott and Weber reports and for NBC's complete coverage of the entire convention.
Iowa, 20 votes. Iowa cast 20 votes.
Wherever you go, there's radio. NBC and WHO will bring you every word of next week's Republican convention, day and night. Besides the complete coverage of NBC microphones, we'll have Gene Gott and Otto Weber in Chicago to report directly on the Iowa delegation. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, keep listening to WHO.
Mm-hmm. Am I direct in there?
No, that's...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Some 10 years ago this month, WHO began the sale of war bonds to the listening public, and during that time sold more than $6 million worth of bonds to 25,000 investors in some 46 states, three territories, and the District of Columbia. The last sale made by WHO to the listening audience was on December 31st of 1945. We have here a record sheet showing that on the date of July 23rd of 1942, WHO sold 10 war bonds of $25 each in value, maturity value, on that particular date, and among the purchasers was Mrs. Charles Rutherford, who at that time lived at 2203 1/2 Cottage Grove in Des Moines. Mrs. Rutherford is in the studio with us this evening, and I'd like to ask her this question. Mrs. Rutherford, why did you buy your first bond?
Our country was at war and needed our help, and this was my part of helping this war.
You had a son, Stanley, I believe was his name, in service at that time.
Yes.
And when had Stanley gone into service?
In 1939.
And he was in the Air Force at that time?
Yes.
And where was Stanley at the time that war came on December 7th of
41? He was in California.
In California.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I suppose then he went into the Pacific Theater from there.
Yes, he did.
And what was his particular part in the Air Force?
He was a gunner in the Air Force.
He was a gunner in the Air Force.
Yes.
And Stanley stayed through the war and came out of the war, I believe you mentioned, in late 1945.
Yes, he did.
What did he do at that time after coming out of service?
Well, he didn't do very much of anything.
I believe you did mention, though, that he was in Detroit for a time.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And since that time, Stanley is married.
Yes.
And he is now back in service.
Yes.
Where is he stationed at the present time?
In Edding, Germany.
In Germany.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, he is since married and has two children who are with him in Germany also.
Yes.
Mrs. Rutherford, how long did you keep that first bond that you bought from WHO?
4 1/2 years.
4 1/2 years.
Yes.
And why did you cash the bond at that time?
To help us on a new home.
I see. And where is that new home that you mentioned?
1214 Grand Avenue, West Des Moines.
I see, not too far from your original address at the time you bought the bond. And what do you think of the idea of buying bonds as a means of activity in helping our government?
I urge everybody to buy bonds.
And to save them?
Yes.
And then when the time comes, to cash them in when necessary for such things as homes and other necessities.
Yes.
And thank you for being with us this evening, Mrs. Rutherford.
Thank you.